So as always, begin by just being present in your body, noticing your body's connection to whatever you're sitting in. Notice the contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Just locating your position in space. Being aware of your breath coming and going. Being aware of your body as the bridge between inner and outer. Coming into your senses. So noticing the sense of touching and being touched. Hearing. Seeing, smelling and tasting, sense of warmth and coldness, pleasure and pain, proprioception, allocation in space, and our sense of balance. Really embracing the body and its senses. So together we will do the Kabbalistic cross. Placing your right, your dominant hand upon your forehead, we say Ate. Ade. Again, Ade Malrud Vegevira Vegedula Leolam. Amen. One last time. Ade Malrud Vegevira Vegedula Leolam. Amen. Pay attention to the midline of your body as we build together the middle pillar. We begin by contemplating Keter, the crown of creation. And here we chant E-Aye, I am and I will be. E-Aye, feel the pillar of light descending down to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the art, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create, I make manifest. Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim, Yud He Vav He Elohim. Feel the middle pillar descend to the level of the heart, where it becomes a sphere of glorious golden light, the inner sun of Tiferet, the place of balance and beauty. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Eloah Vada'at, God, the known God, the God who sits in my heart. Yud He Vav He Eloah Vada'at, Yud He Vav He Eloah Vada'at, Yud He Vav He Eloah Vada'at, Yud He Vav He Eloah Vada'at. Letting the pillar of light descend down into the pelvis, where it becomes a sphere of silvers and greens and blues. This is Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. Now letting the pillar descend to beneath our feet, where it becomes a sphere of deep blackness within which are shining rainbow colours. This is Malchut, the magnetic centre, the earth centre. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Feel the establishment of the middle pillar within you. Feeling the white brilliance of the crown above your head, the incandescent sphere of mystery at your throat, the sun in your heart, the moon in your pelvis, the earth center at your feet. And now we will move to the circulation of the light around the middle pillar. As you breathe in, center yourself in Keta. As you breathe out, send the light down the front of the body to Malkut. As you breathe in, bring the light up the back of the body to Keta. Doing that for 6 cycles. Moving on to the second exercise, breathing in, you center yourself in Keta. Breathing out, send the light down the left side of the body to Malkut. Breathing in, bring the light up the right side of the body to Keta. Breathing out, send the light down. Breathing in, send the light up. Again, doing that for 6 sessions. Coming now to the third exercise, as we breathe in, centering your attention in Ketta. As we breathe out, sending the light down the middle pillar to Malkut. As you breathe in, spiral a light anti-clockwise up the body to Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the middle pillar to Malkut. Doing this 6 times. Coming to the fourth exercise, the fountain. As you breathe in and out, center yourselves in Malkut. As you breathe in, you bring the light up the middle pillar to Ketta. As you breathe out, you fountain the light. Then as you breathe in and out, you gather the light. As you breathe in, you center, you bring the light to Ketta. As you breathe out, you fountain the light. Doing this for 6 cycles. Now sinking into your body, into the inner, as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel your sanctuary taking shape around you. Sense the holy living creatures in the quarters. Feel the dome above you. Feel the name inscribed upon the altar in front of you. And be aware that you are dressed in white linen. And that upon your head, upon your brow, is the red band of the initiate. Place your hands upon the altar. Feel the energies of the above and the below, of east and west, of north and south. Feel them coming together in a confluence at the point of the center. Upon the altar, you may notice a heart scarab, the image of Kefirara, the image of one who continually cultivates the heart, who works with the processes of day and night, who works with time and works with space, so that there may be more life, more mat, more balance. So the light may shine through flesh, so the light may shine through matter. So that we may enter into the indivisible world of constant resonance, of colloquy and interchange, that we may enter into the conversation of all worlds and all beings. You take up the heart scarab and you realize there is a chain upon it. So you place it over your head so this heart scarab rests above your heart. And together we descend into the Duat, descending the long stairway that leads us to the door with the two serpents and the winged sun. The threshold place of the Duat. We enter into the Duat, we enter into the great place of going forth. We do this for each other and for the world. And in particular, we remember all those who are making their own going forth. We mention Sheena of Bradford-upon-Avon in particular this day, and there may be others you would seek to name. For this is the work of life and death. This is the stepping between the worlds, that the worlds may continue in balance and in beauty. We stand together at the threshold of the Duat, noticing the serpents on either side of the door. Above us is the winged sun with two Iraeuses, Iraeae. We contemplate the two that are one. We contemplate our mother Renanutet and her silent sister Merit Sega. We remember the journey through the Book of Gates that we undertook yesterday. We open ourselves to the twin sisters, to the mysteries of Renanutet, the mother of the harvest. For we who are now the living harvest, in our particularity, we are the grain, the wheat that is grown. We are the living stalk of barley that arises out of the depths, that feeds the world. Together we step through and find ourselves upon a causeway. Find ourselves walking in a procession from the banks of the Nile between the paws of the Great Sphinx of Giza that rears out of the bedrock of the earth. And passing through the lion and paws, we come to a small temple entrance. And as we pass through the temple, there are many doorways to either side of us, many side chapels. But we walk in the shadow of the Sphinx, the guardian of mystery, keeper of truth. The human-headed lion. Who brings us to the Akat, that brings us to the doors of mystery. And as we walk along through pylon to pylon, as we walk into the deep desert, in the distance before us, we glimpse the great white shape of the Pyramid of Khafre, the Pyramid of Khufu, the living incarnation of Khafre. We see the whiteness and the straightness of the pyramid and its golden capstone. We sense rather than feel the great solar bark beneath the pyramid. And strangely, the causeway that we are on seems to move downwards and at the same time upwards. So that we are stepping into the earth, stepping into the pyramid, and stepping upwards. Entering into the mystery of stepping forward, stepping downwards. And ascending to the stars. For here we walk into the primal mound. Here we walk into the beginnings of the mysteries. For beneath us and around us are the waters of the Nun, the waters of life, the waters out of which all arises. And as we step forward, downwards and upwards, we step into this primal mound, this place of arising, this place of deepening that is ascending. And as we do this, it is as if we pass through a veil into the underneath of things, into the mystery of creation, the mystery of the living cell in the living body, the mystery of growth and life, the mystery of death that is the precursor to new life. We feel the heart scarab upon our breast, speaking to us of the place of mysteries, of the place of continual making and unmaking. We remember Meritsega, we remember Renanutit, we remember the doorways of the Book of Gates. We come at last to the deep, high place. The cubic chamber. Whose roof is a pyramid. We come to the prism place, where the one light becomes the many, where the many return into the one. We enter into the mystery of the prism, the mystery of the pyramid, the coming together, the convergence of the many into the one. The mystery of the left side and the right side uniting. The mystery of the back and the front uniting. The mystery of past and future uniting. The mystery of the union of Ra and Apep. Of Isis and Nephthys, of Osiris and Set. We enter into the living unity. We are risen, we are given into the light. We are uplifted by the Nun. We come as the living Kephara, but we rise as Raharakti, the sun that appears over the horizon, that casts forth its light into the new day, that rejoices in the rising of the light, rejoices in the rising of the grain, rejoices as the little birds fly out of their nests and their wings praise our soul. The fish jump from the stream with joy as the light touches them. Flowers open, seeds stir. All living beings stand upon their and raise up their hands in praise. For Ra Harakhti is risen. The new day has begun. We go forth into light and into beauty. Blessing the world in Ma'at, offering light freely to all. Infinite is the light, infinite is the giving, infinite is the response of call and response, of giving and praise. Bapuneta Bapuhe, Bapuneta Bapuhe, Bapuneta Bapuhe. Feel the rising of the light, the glory of the light. Simply shine. Let your light and your radiance shine through your flesh, so that you become the embodied alabaster vehicle of light. So that you become the linen-clad one, the completed one, whose light shines through every cell. Let your senses unfurl into your room. Bringing with you the light, the power, the beauty of what has been touched. And when you are ready, letting your eyes open and contemplate the image on the screen in front of you.